Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show on this first day of October. I know it doesn't feel like it as we push toward 103 degrees today. Buckmaster in the Green Thing Zocalo Village Studio. Our guests appear on the Buckmaster Show live line courtesy of Rincon Ventures, real estate and property management. Once a month, we are delighted to welcome in studio attorney Don Luce of the Luce Law Group with beautiful offices in Tucson and Phoenix. Mr. Luce, the Buckmaster Show legal contributor, author of two very popular books, Doing Well, Arizona Laws 101, a handbook for non-lawyers. That non-lawyers is very important. This is not written just for the legal profession. In fact, it's written specifically for the consumer. And then Real Estate Planning in Arizona, What You Need to Know, both books in their second printing. Don Luce, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me back.
Boy, we've got a lot to cover today. This is a bit unusual, this election cycle, in that we only have really two marquee measures on the ballot.
You're right. Your listeners will remember in election years past where we've had at times more than 10 proposals on the ballot.
I can remember a year with a dozen.
Yeah, exactly. Arizona is very proactive in enacting citizen initiatives. So if you can gather enough signatures, and just for the record, that's about 250,000, more or less. It's 237,000 and change. You can put a citizen initiative on the ballot, and if you can get more than 50% of the vote, that proposal will become law. And so that's what's happened during this election, but we only have two. But the two that we have are significant. One has to do with legalizing marijuana for recreational use. That's Prop 207. And the other has to do with putting more money towards education by increasing taxes on the most wealthy. That's Prop 208. Both of those initiatives are on the ballot because petitions were circulated last year in this, and the circulators collected the requisite number of signatures. And so now the voters are going to have a chance to determine whether those two proposals or either of them become law.
Well, there was a lot of contention about getting them on the ballot, and this legal challenge went all the way to the Supreme Court, state Supreme Court.
It did. And so the way that works legally is that once the petitions have been circulated and the requisite number of signatures have been obtained by the circulators, any interested person, basically any citizen of the state of Arizona who has an interest in the matter, can challenge the petitions. And the challenges typically concern every single proposal. Some of the proposals that were talked about several months ago did not make their way to the ballot. The medical marijuana initiative was challenged in court. The opponents said that the title of the initiative was misleading, and by law, the title can only contain 100 words or less. The court did not agree with the argument. The same argument was made with respect to the education initiative. In addition, the people who were opposed to it said that they didn't agree with the way that the circulators were being paid to collect signatures. Interestingly, in that instance, the trial court agreed with the opponents and ordered that the initiative not appear on the ballot. The Arizona Supreme Court, however, shortly thereafter, by a unanimous decision, reversed the trial court and said essentially that there was no problem with the way the circulators were compensated, and also the 100-word description of the proposal was not significantly misleading, at least not misleading enough to knock it off the ballot. So there you go.
So Proposition 207 goes beyond medical marijuana. This is recreational marijuana for anybody?
Exactly. Well, not anybody.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
21 years of age
21.
Or older.
Okay.
So under this proposal, if it passes, and there's a fair chance that it will, it would allow adults 21 years of age or older to possess and use up to 1 ounce of marijuana, and to cultivate for personal use up to 6 marijuana plants at the primary residence.
So really? You could grow your own?
You can grow your own. And my guess would be if this ballot proposal passes, a lot of people are going to grow their own. It also does other things, though, and this is where it gets, I think, a little more interesting. It bans smoking marijuana in public places and open spaces. So, you know, the concerns that people had with regard to the medical marijuana proposal, which passed in 2010, which in some respects was, hey, look, I don't want somebody, you know, sitting on the balcony next to mine smoking marijuana. Under Prop 207, it is banned in public places and open spaces. This proposal would amend the criminal classifications and penalties for marijuana possession because, as you know, currently it is a crime to possess, use, sell, or dispose of marijuana.
Is it a felony?
Depends on the amount.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
This proposal, this is very significant. It is going to generate revenue for the state of Arizona.
How much?
By some predictions, up to $300 million in new revenue.
Wow.
That's from a 16% excise tax on marijuana sales. Now, that revenue is earmarked to fund community colleges, public safety, public health programs. It would also authorize state and local regulation of the sale and production of marijuana by a specified number of licensees. So the people who are growing it for retail sale have to be licensed and it would be limited. And then this proposal would also allow the courts to vacate and expunge certain marijuana arrests, charges, and convictions or sentences that had already been imposed. So under this proposal, in certain cases, if there is a criminal conviction based on marijuana possession, that sentence and conviction could be expunged under this law.
I have a couple of quick questions, then we'll move on to education. Marijuana smoking at work, and what about driving?
Okay. With regard to workplace, this proposal would not tie the hands of employers from discharging employees who show up impaired. Okay, so merely because marijuana would not be illegal to consume doesn't translate to I can show up at work stoned. If you show up at work stoned, your employer would still have the right to terminate you. With regard to driving, there's basically a threshold that is used for determining whether to arrest someone for impaired driving, and that is if they exhibit signs of impairment, whether it's by alcohol, marijuana, or other drugs. It doesn't matter. A marijuana user, like an alcohol user, would not be permitted to operate a motor vehicle while impaired, so that would stay in place. The metabolite itself stays in the human body for a long period of time, so the existence of the metabolite alone is not determinative. It's whether the person appears to be impaired while operating a motor vehicle that's determinative.
We had a caller wondering about a neighbor outside smoking marijuana on a balcony and in an apartment. What would the situation be if this passed?
Okay, so the plain language of the proposal is that smoking marijuana in public places and open spaces is prohibited. So it would be determined by the configuration of the space. If the space was considered to be an open space, then it would be prohibited by this initiative if it becomes law.
Prop 208 would tax the very wealthy. We keep hearing that. And we've done a couple of interviews with the pro and con on this. And when we say very wealthy, Don Luce, what is that? What are we talking about?
We're talking about an individual who earns more than $250,000 a year, or a married couple filing jointly who earn more than $500,000 a year. Those individuals are considered very wealthy. And if Prop 208 does pass, then their taxes are going to go up. Now, interestingly, if an individual does not meet those income thresholds, there's not going to be any effect whatsoever. So it's only an incremental tax on that above the 250 or the 500, depending on marital status and filing status. Let's take a married couple who earns $501,000 combined, and they file a joint return, that married couple is going to see an increase in their taxes, because the tax rate essentially on that extra $1,000, you know, above the $500, is going to go from 4.5% to 8%. So there's going to be a 3.5% additional tax or surcharge on that incremental income. Interestingly, though, when you go from 4.5% to 8%, that's nearly an 80% increase in the tax you pay. So on a percentage basis, it's pretty significant.
Yeah. A quick question back to marijuana, because we had a listener had a good question about employers. Can they do drug testing specifically for marijuana if this measure passed?
Good question. I don't have a quick answer for that.
Okay, and then getting back, I know we're quickly running out of time, and Proposition 208 would raise, I know there's some questions about how much this would raise for education.
So the...
I've got about 1 minute.
Well, I can answer it in 1 minute. So the proponents say that it could raise $940 million. Mm-hmm. The legislative budget staffers recently put the number at $827 million. So we're talking, whichever number you use, of nearly $1 billion a year in additional revenue.
Don Luce, thank you very much. Good chatting with you.
My pleasure, Bill. Thanks.
Don Luce of the law firm Luce Law, with offices in Tucson and Phoenix. He is the author of Arizona Laws 101, a handbook for non-lawyers in estate planning in Arizona, What You Need to Know. Both books are available in their second printing.